פרק יוד גימל סעיף סמך בייס. הליכה בגרביים רטובות. To go with wet socks. מי שנרצפו גרביוב. מותר כדי הליכה. כיוצא בזה. יוכל להמשיך להלך כדרכוי עד שהמים נסחותים. אף שהמים נסחותים צריך כדי הלוכוי. A person who is socks or tights, the same thing, gets wet. Because of a puddle of water or something like that, when he's on the way, he's allowed to go further, even though when he's going, even when he's walking, you're doing schita, the chura, because it gets squeezed out, the water, from your socks or tights, since you're treading on them. Therefore, one could think it's a problem from schita, but it is schita de lo nichele. You're not interested and you don't gain out of this schita. Why? Because anything which gets squeezed out from your socks goes straight back again into the socks. Why? Because they go into the shoes and the shoes is wet and then it goes back into the socks. Therefore, you've not gained anything out of this squeezing out. It's called schita de lo nichele. Also, it's not what you're interested in doing. It's called misasik. You're doing klachayad. You're doing with a shinui. So, there's another heter from the Taz. The Taz says, Chazal did not make a gzera for the Rabbonon from an Issa from Schita when a person is washing, when a person wearing begodim, is wearing his begodim, and when one needs to use them. There's no problem from Schita with that. Therefore, here they got the same heter. A kofon, a lochel, a maisa, one's allowed to go and go further with his socks, even though they are wet. On them, when he comes into his house, when he comes home, he should change his socks. There is Samar Gimel. Halicha al gabi shtiach matuv, to go on a carpet, a rag, which is wet. Shtiach shenirutav kashatochim al gabav nischotim yemenu amayim ala ritzpa. Tochizim veniblonim boi.
If you've got a carpet which is wet, and when one walks on it, one is doing a maisa from schita lechura, you're squeezing out the water. But again, this squeezing out the water is not advantageous because the water goes straight back and gets absorbed again. So you're not doing anything advantageous. There's a psikresha de lo nichale. And you're doing it with a shinu, it's not the normal way from squeezing out. And you've also got a heter from the Taz, a lochel and maisa, you're allowed to go further on this carpet if one needs to. Perek Yud Gimel Seif Samach Dalet. A new subject. Ve'yar Shema Yisrael. Is the Issa Midrabanan to wet the Godim? Or any sort of a case which may have a problem, a person would normally squeeze out the beged. If a person is going to go and wet a beged, or is letting his beged to come wet, then there's a problem. Maybe he's going to squeeze out his beged. We don't allow you to go and wet a beged on Shabbos. Let's see that inside. Samach Dalet. Also, la'atib beged b'may mechashash k'zeh sham yishchoy. A person is not allowed to make a beged wet on Shabbos because there is a gzeira, maybe he's going to squeeze it out. Kamoi kein, a little beged b'mokum sha'olun hu l'hitratev, b'mai machmash mechashash shami yitratev, v'yavoi lidei schita. Lachin also l'chasas kli sheish b'mai b'beged shemar yavoi lidei schita. A person is not allowed to put a cloth or a clothes or a garment or anything which he doesn't want to come wet in a place where it may come wet. Because after it'll come wet, you'll have a problem. Maybe you're going to have a problem to go and squeeze it out. The person's not allowed to go and cover a pot or a kli from water or even negelwasser. Person's got negelwasser water and he wants to put the towel on the negelwasser in order to cover it. A person is not allowed to do that because the negelwasser may go and wet the cloth. make go and wet the towel. A towel is something which a person doesn't like it to come wet. The person is maybe would come to go and squeeze out the towel. Therefore, a person is not allowed to put any cloth or garment on a place which may come wet. If you got a cloth, a clothes which one person not makbit if it gets wet. Beggar chain or the makbit in Musafat Bamaim. Vaosu Hulashi also is Mamasuyam in Maimov, Meplila Soistri. Loy Gozu Boishame Yiskot. If you've got a beggar which a person's not worried about if it gets wet, and it's a normal thing that this beggar will get wet, and a person wouldn't even go and worry to think about squeezing out this beggar when it comes wet. So there's no problem to let this beggar come wet, because even if it would come wet, person would not go and squeeze it out. L'chein maslit, smartutim, or assume the nikoy, ashulcham, varit, spal, kids, over there, ein be'em mishum gzeh shem yischot. If you've got some rags, or some smartutim, or some sort of rags and things which one uses to clean the floors and clean the tables, such things, one doesn't worry about if it comes wet. They're made to come wet. So such things you're allowed to use. Such things, one's allowed to go and even wet them purposely, because one won't go and squeeze them out. Therefore, if there is water, he explains, It says like this. Therefore, if a person has a shlulet mine, person has a puddle of water and one wants to make it clean, one's allowed to put on the puddle rags and all things like that which are used to cleaning. Why? Because a person wouldn't go and squeeze out such a thing. It's not usual to squeeze out such a rag because it doesn't disturb a person, even though sometimes a person will squeeze it out, but if he wants to use it again, that's not different. The difference is if it disturbs him that it comes wet. It doesn't disturb him that it comes wet. So in a case where you've got no problem from Libun, Libun's got a different problem. If there's no problem from Libun, then you're allowed to go and put it on a puddle of water. No problem from Libun would be in a case like this, because you're anyway making it dirtier, not making it cleaner. A person puts a cloth on the floor which has got a puddle on it, you're not making the cloth cleaner, you're making it more dirty. Therefore, there's no problem from Libun. But one has to know that one's not allowed to squeeze out Chas v'Shalom, you're not allowed to squeeze out this cloth. Now, we're discussing the Gzeir Shema Yoveh Nischot. Maybe you're going to come and squeeze it out. So there's no problem. The Issad Rabbonon from Gzeir, maybe you're going to come and squeeze out these rags, because these rags are made to come wet, and it doesn't disturb a person if they come wet.